So we've got, you know, lots of input here. All right, so we're just going to start off with, you know, just some basic biography-like questions, even though we've already gone over them, just for the recorder.
Sure.
When did you enter the Navy and at what rank?
I joined the Navy in the RCNVR, that is, in 1942 as a second-class stoker.
Okay. And what are the responsibilities of a stoker?
Well, primarily, of course, he's in the boiler room firing boilers, but he can also be in the engine room oiling engines, and in harbor he can be set to a variety of tasks such as cleaning boilers, cleaning bilges, whatever is assigned to him.
Yeah, so it's basically whatever sort of physical work needs
whatever
to be done.
Whatever needs getting done.
To keep the ship.
He's the do-it-all for the engine room department.
Tell her what you looked like.
She's seen a picture of
when you were in the boiler room?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the boiler room, but I've seen it. I've seen what his uniform
looked. Oh, no, but he looked, he'd tell the story about how when he came out of the boiler room, you couldn't even see him. He was all just black, unless he opened his eyes.
Yeah,
and then just, that's all you could see were just his eyes
and teeth.
Yeah, the whites of your eyes and the whites of your teeth. That must have been a sight.
Yeah.
When you told me about that, I actually thought of just what I see in boiler rooms in movies. But mm-hmm. I'm sure it was even more sort of dank and dark and scary.
Well, that was when we'd been cleaning boilers, of course.
Yeah. Was there a point when you saw yourself staying long-term in the Navy? Was it that point, or was it later on when you got more training, if at all?
Well, I didn't have much choice. I was RCNVR, and at the conclusion of the war, I was released. I had hostilities only, and I went to a university on my DVA credits, got a degree in mechanical engineering. But when I graduated, there were not lots of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I had a call from the Army offering me a commission in the Royal Canadian Electrical Mechanical Engineers as a second lieutenant at $250 a month. And to me, that sounded like a lot of money.
Yeah, in that time period.
At that time. So I went down to the Navy and asked if they had any openings. And they said yes, but we'll have to go to a board in Ottawa. So I did, and there was a table full of admirals, I thought, asked me a lot of questions, and ultimately I was offered a commission in the regular force as an acting sub-lieutenant E, which I accepted and was subsequently sent to England to the Royal Naval Engineering College in Plymouth for a course.
So you had a choice there at a point to either go into the regular Army or to go back to the Navy, and you chose to go back to the Navy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and I want you to describe the experience of the ERA apprentice training you took.
Well, it was extensive. Even during wartime, it was 18 months long. We started off in Galt, Ontario, which is now Cambridge. In my division, which was number 7, there were about 45 of us, and we had extensive machine shop training in the Collegiate Institute in Galt. And then we were sent to Hamilton, to Westdale Technical School, for internal combustion engine training. We stripped engines and cleaned them up and assembled them with new pistons and rings and so on, and then had to prove that they ran, of course. And we weren't finished yet. They sent us to my group to the mechanical training establishment in Halifax for further training in boiler making, molding shop, machine shop, of course, and marine engineering for another 6 months.
So was it a year total?
It was, the whole course was a total of 18 months. Okay. And then we had to go to sea as acting, not ERAs, but stokers, first class, and do the job of stokers, even though we were well trained and they were short of ERAs. However, it wasn't my decision. Mm-hmm. And anyway, at the end of 6 months at sea, we had to have earned an auxiliary watchkeeping certificate, which was running the auxiliary machinery and the evaporators and the turbo generators and so on.
And I wanted you to just describe your first time at sea in World War II. You know, what was the feeling of that? I mean, just general, your impressions of it. Was it what you expected it to be?
Well, my first ship was an ex-USN destroyer called Niagara. They were named after rivers which had commonality between Canada and the U.S. And I was in her for 6 months as a stoker, cleaning boilers, oh yes, and firing boilers, but she was not coal-fired, she was oil-fired. And then after 6 months, I passed an exam and was qualified for acting ERA fourth class, engine room artificer fourth class. And to my delight, I was moved from the stoker's mess to the ERA's mess, which is like being elevated to the peerage.
Much, much nicer accommodations.
Well, yes, that. Although we all slept in hammocks in those days, even ERAs. But we had our own mess man, and I didn't have to scrub decks anymore or clean boilers and anything like that. So it was quite a pleasant change.
And in that period of time, what did you think of Mackenzie King's naval policies, like from, you know, the Prime Minister down?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't matter much to me being of that rank and mm-hmm. not being very influential. I'm afraid I just took things as they were.
Yeah.
We had, of course, compulsory service in those days. I think there were certain exemptions, but it just went through and it happened, and almost everybody was in the service.
Yeah. And what ships did you serve on during the war? Like, I know there was Niagara there for 6 months, and what came after that?
Yes, my next ship was to be commissioning crew for the Fort Erie, which was a frigate commissioning in Quebec City. And I was in her for about a year, I guess. And then I was drafted to another frigate as an ERA fourth class. That was Antigonish, HMCS Antigonish.
So there's quite a few ships in a relatively short period there.
Well, may seem that way. Altogether in my service, I think I told you I served in 9 different ships. Some of them for several months and some for several years.
Well, let's just pause there, and I want to make sure that this is picking up your voice well. So let's just play it here.